This is Rio Pacino with another Bearing Point podcast. Today, I'm joined by Andy Saberla, who is a Bearing Point manager in financial services, and he's also part of the Enterprise Survival Planning Practice. Andy, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you.
Andy, today we are talking about disaster recovery plans, and obviously this topic is a very important one for companies out there. First off, let's talk about the evolution of disaster recovery plans in comparison from, say, 15 years ago versus today.
Okay. When we talk about the evolution of business continuity planning, and when I say business continuity, I'm really talking about two areas, both disaster recovery, which I would consider to be technology recovery, as well as business resumption activities. If you think about where that's kind of evolved from, 20 years ago was really about backup and recovery of your mainframe applications, and it really just consisted of backing up your data. If you had a pretty good plan, you probably put it on tape, and if you had a real good plan, you put it in the trunk of your car and kept it off site. And so that worked for a while, but then about 10 to 20 years ago was more about trying to figure out how to recover your technology infrastructure. And so we got pretty good at that. We actually, if you think about 9/11, we found that our technology recovery, disaster recovery plans were fairly resilient along with the internet, but many of the other things were, you know, your people and your business resumption activities were not as necessarily as resilient. So again, the evolution was more about backup and recovery than technology recovery, and more 5 to 10 years ago was probably started to get into more around business resumption because we decided that technology recovery wasn't enough. We needed to do all these other activities. And so we started to think about business resumption plans and making sure that we could recover our critical processes and the human capital associated with those processes. And then you asked me, Rio, about, more around the, last 5 years or so. And I think what has transpired really over the last 5 years is to move more to more of a survivability solution, right? So organizations are focused more on trying to survive through a disaster event versus recovering following the event. So that kind of gives you a snapshot of what the evolution looks like.
Now, Andy, how does an organization develop a disaster recovery plan?
Okay, so when you think about what the end result is in trying to come up with a plan is really nothing more than the documentation of the foundational research that you have done, the formulation of your strategic solutions, and then the plan is really the documentation of that. So when I say research and discovery or, doing the foundational research, it's doing a very detailed business impact analysis to prioritize the most critical operations of the business and to identify all of the supporting resources. You know, previous to 9/11, it was pretty much more around trying to prioritize your applications. And what I'm talking about is doing the foundational research to drill down in more detail, to prioritize the processes, and to identify all of the critical resources, both technology and non-technology resources. So once you've done that, really, then you can start to formulate solutions. And the formulation of those solutions is around, do I have the right data center strategy in place? Do I have the right technology infrastructure to support my application prioritization? So that would be the technology piece. On the business side, it's all, do I have the right people in the right place at the right time to execute against our strategy? And so that is more around the business resumption activities that also would have come out of your business impact analysis. So again, kind of a recap, it's doing the foundational research up front to identify the most critical operations and supporting resources, and that flows directly into your plan development.
Now, if you could just give me a brief outline into how a company can create a disaster recovery plan.
Okay, well, it's if you've done the foundational research up front, you've identified all of those critical processes and the resources that support it, then on the technology recovery side, it's about, documenting what your data center strategy is. It's about, putting together your scripts, for example, for your network, for your data storage and retrieval solution. It's about documenting your command center and various other components of technology recovery that would flow into that technology or disaster recovery plan. On the business resumption side, it needs to be integrated with your technology recovery solution, but this would include everything else, right? This is all of your you know, the human capital that's necessary, not just the physical bodies, but the skills, knowledge capital, certifications that are necessary to restore your operations, as well as any vital records that those folks would need, any special equipment that would be necessary. That all would have to be within your business resumption plan, and of course, that has to be integrated with your technology recovery solution.
Okay, Andy, we talked about how an organization should develop a disaster recovery plan. We also gave a brief outline on how to create a disaster recovery plan. Now let's go ahead and talk about testing a disaster recovery plan. Obviously, that's something that organizations have to do when they develop such a plan. So how does one test a disaster recovery plan?
Well, I think the first thing that organizations need to do is they really have to have a good vision for what the test is expected to accomplish. So if you think about what most tests do for you is you want to pass an exam, right? If you're taking an exam for a course, you want to pass it. If you're putting an application into production, you want to make sure that you've worked out all the defects in advance before you put it into production, so you want to pass that exam. Well, with disaster recovery, it's completely the opposite. You want to fail the exam, because what you're trying to do is you're trying to strengthen the plans that you have in place. And if you don't really think about it in those terms, then you're likely to incent the wrong behavior, right? So that's the first thing, is really making sure that you have the right vision for what the testing is to accomplish. And then the second thing is that you want to break it up into specific categories of testing. So there's things like walkthroughs, looking at your plan, making sure that it meets all of your criteria, that you can walk through it and make sure that there's no gaps. There's also tabletop exercises, and there's finally scenario-based exercises. So there's different kinds and levels of testing that need to take place. And those have to take place really at various levels. So you can do it at a plan level, you could do it at a functional unit level, and you can do it at a department or IT across the entire IT spectrum. So it's a couple of different things. It's broken up into different categories. But what you want to really do is you should begin with simple tests and then increase those in scope and complexity over a period of time, because you can't just get there, you know, overnight. You really just have to work your way up to doing some kind of an enterprise-wide scenario-based testing.
Final question for you, Andy. Let's talk about maintaining a disaster recovery plan. How does an organization do that?
First thing is you really have to have the appropriate protocols in place to maintain plans, because if you don't, then they're going to become quickly obsolete. So I think, though, what most organizations do is there's always changes that are happening. So you have, you know, for example, you may have a call tree and you have folks that are leaving the organization on a regular basis. Well, if you don't have somebody maintaining that call tree, then it becomes obsolete. Or if you have a new application that goes into production and somebody hasn't written out the scripts for that recovery, then that becomes obsolete. So the first thing is really to put the right protocols in place. And the way I would think about it is I would actually break it up into three specific categories of things. You have regular maintenance that can probably, these are things that you can do on a regular scheduled basis, whether it's monthly or quarterly, to maintain the plans. And these are really minor things like, you know, you have folks that are leaving the organization and you need to update names and titles and phone numbers and things like that. The second level is really what I would consider enhancements to the plan. And these are things like doing an annual business impact analysis, and you identify other areas or gaps within the plan that you need to go back and revise your plans on. But that's probably more on a project basis, right, Rio? So you would do enhancements. You would probably assign somebody to go and facilitate and to manage a project around doing those plan enhancements. And then the final level is what I would consider to be redesign efforts. And this is where you almost want to establish a program level, structure around trying to make sure you update those plans. And these are things like you had some kind of a regional disaster that made it very clear that you had a lot of gaps in all of your plans across your IT organization, right? Or you had a merger that really created fundamental changes in the plans that now need to be updated. So there's varying degrees of maintenance, enhancement, and redesign efforts that you'd have to put different protocols around to make sure that it's effective.
Andy, any final thoughts before we end this podcast?
You know, the only final thought that I have is that organizations right now really need to think about, again, to what I had said at the beginning, you need to think about how to survive through a disaster event and not just recover your operations following an event. And once you start thinking about it in that light, then it becomes a different mindset, because then you're focused more on the solution versus trying to meet an audit requirement. You know, because it's not about the plan. The plan is really just nothing more than the documentation of your solutions, but it's the program, the viable program that you want to put in place that's going to help you survive through an event.
Andy, appreciate the time, and thanks a lot for joining us on this podcast.
I appreciate it.